Santa Steve. Welcome to WGN.
Hello.
Hi. How are you, Santa Steve?
I'm doing fine.
Good. That's what Santa should be doing at this time of year. Doing fine. This is Santa Steve Sullivan from St. Nick Enterprises in Elk Grove Village. But also, his credentials include a baccalaureate degree in Santaology from the Professional Santa Claus School in Denver, a Bachelor of Santa Claus from the International University of Santa Claus, and a degree from the Charles W. Howard Santa School in Midland, Michigan. That's quite the resume there, Santa. I mean, what? I didn't even know that. Go ahead.
I think, the minimum that you need to have in order to be a good Santa Claus.
When did you decide you wanted to be a Santa Claus? I mean, there's got to be a process here. There's got to be a point where you decide, I'm going to be Santa. I want to be a Santa. And then there are these schools everywhere. I mean, and I guess
what I was going to say is my decision to become a Santa Claus was made just before I retired from the fire service, and I thought, what am I going to do when I'm retired? And I couldn't grow a beard during my fire service career, so I decided to grow one, and people started looking at me and saying, you look more like Santa than Santa does. And that's what started me on this whole adventure.
When did you find out about the Santa schools?
I did some research online and found out that the Santa School in Denver, which was very important because it was included in the
documentary?
Yeah, the documentary about wanting to be Santa.
Becoming Santa, yeah. The movie.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And so I decided that's the place I wanted to go to become a good Santa. I went to that school, and they run it every year around Labor Day, and it was probably the best school that I've been to so far. I've been to several schools, but the Denver school was probably the best that I've been to, and it covered a lot of information that you need to be a good Santa.
Well, yeah. I don't think that many of us, I think many of us erroneously thought that, you know, you want to be a Santa, you just go be a Santa. But that is not true. So
no, it's not.
So you say that.
Go ahead.
You say that the Professional Santa Claus School in Denver is the best school that you've attended. And you've also attended the International University of Santa Claus and the Charles W. Howard Santa School in Midland, Michigan. What was it about the Denver school that made it stick out to you other than the other Santa schools?
They seem to cover a lot of the things that, as a professional Santa, you want to become good at, and that's in marketing and how to perform for your customers. It got me a lot of good contacts with other Santas around the country to be able to trade information and be able to grow that way.
How many other professional Santas do you estimate are in the United States?
Oh, have to be thousands, actually. I belong to the International Brotherhood of Real Bearded Santas, and there are several thousand in that organization.
The International Brotherhood of Real Bearded Santas. I love that. Yeah. You know, not everybody can grow a beard, by the way. I think you know that, Santa Steve. I'm one of those people that can't. My facial hair just does not want to cooperate. But obviously, well, you
that's a good thing for me because I can't grow hair on my head, so it has to come out through my beard.
Yeah, I guess that's one way of looking at it. So I went online and I looked at all of these schools that I mentioned, the Professional Santa Claus in Denver, the Charles W. Howard Santa School in Midland, Michigan, and you are correct. The curriculum at which school is this? Well, the history of St. Nicholas and Santa Claus, proper dress and use of makeup, professional wig and beard applications for those without real beards, and here's a good one, experience for radio and television interviews. So, you're right. They have you covered, so to speak.
I think so.
Yeah. Santa sign language and live reindeer habits. I mean, that's great stuff. That is just great stuff. What do you think the best thing, what is your experience as a Santa? What is the one thing that you've taken away so far from being Santa for these years? Is there one particular impression that people have made on you, kids, parents, whatever?
I think with the children, it's the best to be able to communicate with them. I love it when children see me and come up and hug me for the first time, never seeing me before. It's a great thing to be able to experience that.
You know, I certainly am not a graduate of any Santa Claus school, but was approached about, I would say maybe 8 years ago, out of the blue, to be a Santa for a local shelter for abused women and children. And I said, sure, okay. So I went to the costume store and got myself a full Santa outfit, as far as I was concerned, you know, fake beard, the whole thing. The thing that got me, and I really wasn't prepared for it, I guess, was how much these little kids believe you, how much they believe in you, how much they really want to tell you what's going on. I mean, they're not kidding. You know what I'm saying? It's not tongue-in-cheek. They're for real. You are Santa. And that's quite a load. I mean, that's a heavy responsibility, I think.
It really is. This past weekend, I was in a parade in Kenilworth, Illinois. And after I got off the fire engine, because we went through the entire village, I had a little girl come up to me and say, "Are you the real Santa?" And it shook me at first. And I said, "Well, are you real?" And a little boy laughed next door to her and said, "Yeah, he's real." So, yeah, it's very important, I think, to try and keep in the sense of being a Santa all right. year round.
Yeah, we all grow up with, most of us anyway, grow up believing in Santa to a certain extent, to a certain age perhaps. But unless you've actually put on the garb, my friends, and gone out and done it, You have no idea. I'm talking little kids, and it blew me away how they were ready to tell me everything just because I was dressed as Santa, and that's all they needed to know. And wow.
Yeah, that's true, and it's sometimes it's scary because they want to tell you things that they wouldn't tell anybody else.
Absolutely.
And you're really have to be on your toes because they may come out with some things that, you know, just will floor you. They're very honest and very truthful.
Uh-huh.
And you can't believe what some of these kids have to say.
Cynicism has not set in yet. They're that young. And once you're ready for that level of their commitment, it's you feel a sense of responsibility. And then also if you do it correctly and they are happy, then you feel a sense of satisfaction. It's not just, you know, lining up at the mall to get your picture taken with Santa. It's way, way more than that. So Santa Steve, you're for hire, right? St. Nick Enterprises?
I am.
Tell the people what to do, what they need to do to get a hold of Santa Steve.
Well, I would say for most people at this time of year, it's difficult to try and get a hold of a Santa. Mm. Most of us are booked up already. We start taking bookings starting in just after the 4th of July.
Really?
And by September, a lot of us are pretty much booked up. But when it gets down to November and December, we just can't take any more bookings because we're already booked up.
Wow.
So I would advise anybody that wants to get a Santa, they better start early.
Make sure that you've checked your list and checked it twice, and because, you know, he's going to know who's naughty and nice. Santa Steve,
that's right.
Thank you so much for being with us, and I really appreciate what you and all the other Santas who are committed to being Santa do for the people who believe in it. And Merry Christmas to you. Merry Christmas to you, Santa. You bet.
Thank you, John.
Thank you very much.